686-2237.
America tonight, the death of a stadium, one with a lot of history. Some of you might hate the people that played in this particular stadium I'm talking about, or maybe you loved it. We had a lot of people that participated in Nail the Score that used to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, we're going to tell you about that. Also, a very funny moment with Tina Fey as she comes back as Sarah Palin. You got to tip your cap to a comedian who can imitate and do such a good job of that. And I can't remember the last time I saw a female comedian of any sort that was able to nail that kind of an imitation. You know what they say, imitation is the best form of flattery, right? So I'm sure Sarah Palin, in fact, she appeared on Saturday Night Live once during the whole run for the presidency when she was part of the McCain ticket. I think in the case of Saturday Night Live, she has no problems with that. Like I said, you got to play that up if someone's imitating you. But she does a great job, and wait till you see what she does in case you didn't happen to. And Phil Mickelson with his third green jacket. That's some of the lighter fare, anyway, as we roll through this hour here across America, every nook and cranny, left or right, or everywhere in between. Remember, you can always throw in your two cents on this show. Any opinions, welcome, whether we disagree or we agree, or we call it a draw. Does anybody ever call it a draw anymore? Are there any gray areas left? 800-259-5791. Don't you love it when a woman gives out her digits and you don't even have to work hard for it? So 800-259-5791. Also coming up, during this hour, we will do a mailbag segment. So often I am beating you up for your thoughts on anything. And I always say, shoot them to me at americatonight.net. Have no fear. We're always reading them. And we will do that coming up around the bend here on the show. But first, let's start with this. We're going to get into the fact that tomorrow is a big day in Washington because you have 47 different countries that will be represented at the table to talk about nukes, to talk about Iran, to talk about North Korea, to talk about let's cut a deal. I don't think any deal is going to be cut. And Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, won't be at this summit. A deputy prime minister will be there in place of Netanyahu, but it's not the same thing that the man behind Israel isn't there. And there's the reason for that is, of course, well, there's two thoughts on that. And one is the fact that he doesn't have to be because there's no disclosure about nukes in Israel anyway. And the other is that he's squirming about Turkey, for example, and doesn't want to really have to be on the record. Doesn't that tell you something about this summit? If anything, what has to happen here is some kind of a push for the serious sanctions against Tehran. It's ridiculous that a bully like Ahmadinejad continues to rub everybody's face, especially the U.S., in the fact that he is enriching uranium and calling it O for power. I'm not buying what he's selling. I'm sure none of you are either. And I don't like the idea of Ahmadinejad having nukes and stockpiling any kind of nuclear arsenal. So I say it's time to hit him where it counts. Now, some of you listening are probably saying, wow, why is she saying that? Hit him where it counts. What if we open up another war? I don't think you're going to open up another war with that. I think that it's become laughable at this point, certainly to him, that the sanctions really don't amount to much. I mean, you have to really hit the exports. You have to really look closely at what you can do to Iran to make him squirm and have to come clean and have to really have the inspections that initially Yeah, sure, he said that they would do. So let's see if that happens. Then the other deal is Al-Qaeda. And the idea that, yes, of course we know Al-Qaeda would use a nuke if they could. The president comes out and makes that statement, and that statement couldn't be more obvious. Wouldn't they do anything to prove that they, are the masters and it's all about Allah Akbar, right? That's the idea. Eliminate the West unless they want to play along, and that's not happening. So by saying that, okay, they'd have no compunction, these are President Obama's words, at using them, well, no kidding. No kidding they wouldn't. And it's the biggest threat to U.S. security, both short-term, long-term, and medium-term, that the possibility of a terrorist organization obtaining a nuclear weapon, that's something that could change the security landscape in the country and around the world for years to come. That's specifically what Obama said. If it ever happened in New York City or perhaps London or Johannesburg, what would the ramifications be politically and economically and security-wise? We know all that. Of course we know all that. That's why at this nuclear summit, what specifically can you offer that changes anything? How do you solve that problem? The answer is, I don't think you can solve that problem other than to not continue to say we want to stamp out all the nuclear possibilities across the board in all the nations that that we can get to agree to this. So last Thursday, Obama and the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, signed this strategic arms reduction treaty that reduces each side's deployed nuclear arsenal to 1550 weapons specifically. Obama then approves a new nuclear policy for this country, vowing to reduce the arsenal and not to have any nuclear tests and not to use nuclear weapons against countries that don't have them. Are you kidding me? Okay, so terrorists come from all kinds of countries. Al-Qaeda has a network with many tentacles. We know the basic regions where they're training, etc., but what does that mean? And I think that you're talking about, if anything, a very loose agreement. I can't imagine any kind of agreement. And I would have to say the focus has to always be on the present, right? They always talk about being present-centered. So what is happening now? What are we doing now in the short term? And what we're doing in the long term, I think you don't want to reduce that pile any more than what they're already saying. And I don't imagine that this summit is really more than a big-time photo op. And probably, something comes out saying that Iran has to let us, in other words, the UN inspectors come in, and if they would allow us to do that, blah, 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 and what happens with North Korea. Because, trust me, Kim Jong-il is probably sitting on a pile that you would not believe. All right, looks like there's going to be another Supreme Court justice as yet another is retiring. We're going to talk about that plus the mailbag coming up on America Tonight.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This has been a very special day and a very special week, and to have Amy and my kids here to share it with, I can't put into words. It just feels incredible, especially given what we've been through in the last year. To be able to share this kind of joy is means a lot to us. I was just really glad she was there. I wasn't sure if she was going to be there today. I knew she'd be watching. I didn't know if she would be out here behind 18, and to walk off the green and share that with her is very emotional for us.
Lefty takes the Masters. Hey, hey. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. I was watching that moment, and boy, it was quite a run for Phil Mickelson. He had three eagles the day before, just a sensational round heading into the final round, and he was able to fend off the possible attacks, and including Tiger Woods, who finished tied for fourth. But his third Masters jacket, 2004, when he got the monkey, proverbial monkey off his back, everybody kept asking, when are you going to win a major and all that other sort of stuff, and then he did. And then 2006 and now 2010 with his wife, suffering from breast cancer, and his mother as well. What a big moment for Phil Mickelson. Let's go to Al in Canada.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, when Phil Mickelson won the Masters, it just proves there is a God. There is some justice in this universe. If Tiger Woods had won the Masters, you know the thing that, you know, I may be out to lunch on this, but one of the things that Tiger Woods has really damaged golf is that for 3 or 4 hours on Sunday afternoon, you can get away from all the sex and violence and all the, you know, the all the crap that you get on television. And Tiger Woods has brought that kind of crap into golf with his behavior in the last 3 or 4 months. But also, Kate, I was watching the boob tube, the idiot box, while I had the radio is for people. this is one of my wacky theories, 20,000th wacky theory. But I think radio is for people who think, and television is for people who feel. And I got the idiot box on while I had the radio on. And did a bunch of terrorists just blow up the Dallas Cowboys Stadium? I didn't catch any audio, and I don't have closed captioning, so.
No. The stadium was imploded, Al, because of course they have the new stadium.
I thought maybe the terrorists had blown up your, I thought the terrorists had blown up your bloody stadium. When are the Cowboys going to get a new stadium?
They already have a new stadium, the billion dollar palace, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But anyways, you know, can I make a comment about the Roman Catholic Church?
Absolutely.
That okay, I'm not a Roman Catholic, and I never have been. But one thing that really bugs me, I don't know about the liberal Easter, you know, the quote unquote liberal Eastern media, the Washington, New York media. But up here we've got what we call the Toronto media, the left wing Toronto media, and they keep saying Roman Catholic priests molesting these little boys. Roman Catholic priests. I've never once. Have you ever heard anybody in the media say that these people are homosexuals? Masquerading as Roman Catholics, you know, that may be politically incorrect to say it, but I don't care. You know, it seems to me in the media, you cannot criticize gays. Have you ever heard anybody in the media ever say anything negative or critical about gays?
Yes. I've heard plenty in talk shows. Because remember, it's all about opinion, but
in the news though.
Not in a mainstream news organization, no.
They're always attacking the Roman Catholic Church. So, you know, these Roman Catholic priests, I've never once heard say these gay priests. Have you ever heard anybody in the news, in the objective, news reporting? I'm not talking about
No, because they say pedophiles, because it's young boys that
right.
usually is what the deal is. Sometimes
well,
girls, but usually young boys.
Yeah, well, any man who has sex with a young boy is gay, as far as I, he's engaged in gay sex. I know that, like, the only time you hear about gay people is either, you know, Elton John or doing something great or else being a victim of homophobia. And anybody who commits a crime against a gay person should be thrown in the slammer. But if they're going to take all his praise for doing all the great things and being victims, they should also take some criticism, too.
Amen. There's two sides to every story.
Right.
I agree, but it's. You know, that it is a weird filter with when it comes to, you're right, when it comes to talking about gay marriage, when it comes to talking about gay rights in what we would call mainstream media, it does feel that way, that there is almost like, it's not censorship, but that's when, you know, you have people say, thanks, Al, when you have people say, well, that's why the media is leaning to the left, but that's not true. I mean, there's plenty of media that are objective, and there's plenty that dabble in just the facts. It depends on what we're talking about. And as far as the priests, I mean, it's not about homosexual priests, whether you're labeling them that. It's really, I can think of much stronger words to use, and they're pedophiles. That's what's happening, and pedophiles is a definite definition. You're talking about usually young boys, and sickening because they're abusing authority and religion, and they're standing behind religion. And why, and you know, this is going back in a time capsule, why there wasn't any action taken for so many years in so many different parishes, whether it was in Boston or Philly or Los Angeles or, you know, pick a place, Chicago, wherever. That's the problem. And that would be the problem with any organization, and especially a religious one that's supposed to be about God, and it's supposed to be about preaching the good stuff to people and the impressions on young minds. I mean, crazy. Let's go out to Jerry, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Kate. In the Catholic Church, I'm a former Catholic. I'm Lutheran now because of the Mariology, too. I can't pray to a human being and worship and all that. And to a human, when I have the Trinity that I are God, you know, our triune God. But I could go on and on about that. But I think God will handle this Catholic Church in his own way. And that's that. But anyway.
Well, what you're saying is there's retribution in the end.
Yeah, through God. He'll handle it. Because it's too big. It's just too big. Nobody.
It is too big.
And I think God will take care of it. But, you know, Kate, I'm against nuclear weapons. When I think of Japan, you know, what happened there, I don't see the point. And the radiation hangs around for such a long time, what nation is going to want to enter the nation they nuked? Because they're going to be subject to radiation.
Right.
So I'm against that. But I want a strong defense. I want maximum missiles and all the other deterrents and destructive weapons that we can build. I want them built to the max, so that anyone would try to, you know, nuke us or whatever they want to do, we would just, you know, bombard them. And,
but the problem is, I understand what you're saying in theory, and you're right, of horrific what happened in Japan, the aftermath, and looking at the people and whatnot, and you see it, and
the radiation, though.
Yeah, the radiation was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm,
but here's the thing. You're trusting them that the entire rest of the world is not going to have a nuke. And let's face it, the knowledge is out there, and that's the problem. The knowledge is out there, and you're right. But it's too much of an impossibility, an improbability, that you would have nobody else with nukes, and there's no defense for that. I mean, there are missile defense systems, but we have to be able to have the capacity as well. So
that's
the problem.
That's, I think, we should build. I don't think we should be a nuclear nation. I think that we should do everything to maximize our deterrence and our weapons, and let them know that they may want to do that, but we will come down really hard on any nation that does it. And if their people can't deal with them ahead of time, then they suffer the consequences. And by the way, what country does Al-Qaeda belong to? You know, what country are you going to go back on if Al-Qaeda gets a nuke?
Oh, you're right.
There's something I wanted to ask you. There is an old document. It was signed by President John F. Kennedy, September 1961. It's a Department of State document, 7277. It's only about 18, 19 pages. It's called, it's a blue booklet. It's called Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, which is a globalist dream. We know that. It's been a dream for centuries. But anyway, does that document still exist? But this is a disarmament document. It's not mainly nukes. It's disarming, you know, the world, which is, it's not going to help the people, I don't think.
Right. That's just something that he tried, but that was just conversation, and you're right. It was put into some form of a very, very small document, but nothing that holds anybody to any kind of accountability. So that's the deal with that. And there are a lot of those things that are, I say a lot, there are a few of those things that are floating around out there. Thanks, Jer. She says that, you know, hey, ditch all the nukes because we don't want to see what happened to Japan. And she does make a good point, and one that I made earlier about Al-Qaeda. What country are you going after? Because, you know, we know the usual suspects, but they're hiding out all over the place and they're not the heads of state. Hang with us.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition. Yet, with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Get past the people, get past the history, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Go down the good foot, don't think out.
Boy, that's timely, huh? Get out the good book. That's what people were doing in West Virginia. It was a heavy, heavy time for prayer. So sad. 29 miners lost in that accident last week, last Monday. Investigations roll out this Monday, and let's hope they're able to nail Massey Energy, because everything I've read and everything that I can see with their violations and the codes, yeah, I think they were playing loose and fast with this one. What could happen is, and this would be big, but this would also be sad for the people that are there, and this is the dicey situation. If the violations are just too off the charts that they find with the gas and the ventilation and all that, then there would be an outside chance they could try to close the mine. But then you've got all those people that make their living in that mine that do want to go back into it. It's part of the risk, and they know that. And they make good living. They make a great living, between $75,000 and $100,000. And that's part of the deal. Their family passes it on, and sometimes they go into the mines, and they end up somewhere else eventually and do some other kind of career. But that would be devastating to the area. So it's, you don't want the danger, and, you know, you shouldn't have a dangerous mine open. But how odd that the people who are devastated still want to make their living that way, and that would be crippling to them. We'll keep an eye on it, obviously, and report anything we find out. Speaking of reporting, everybody knows this by now, and it was heavy speculation a long time ago that John Paul Stevens would be retiring. Well, he announced on Friday he's going to retire from the Supreme Court this summer. So now the speculation starts all over again as to who might be the person to replace him and what kind of fight will you get with this. The president, you know, too liberal, too liberal. It would probably be too liberal would be the big cry on this one. Some names have been floated, including Elizabeth Warren. And Elizabeth Warren, you probably see her on the tube now and then. She is the TARP expert. She was the one who's overseeing that whole TARP thing. And she's a Harvard Law professor. And she's an expert in many ways on economic policies and, you know, that kind of stuff. And her specialty would be bankruptcy law. So John Paul Stevens retiring in the summer. And boy, he was a big reason why, if you look at the votes when we talk about whatever the Supreme Court was on, how many times did something come down 5-4, 5-4, 5-4, and a lot of times he was one of those deciding votes. So this will be something that'll be discussed a lot, and the nominee will be confirmed, they say, by the fall. So, this is that whole deal again. Remember Sonia Sotomayor and what happened there. So here we go again. Who's going to be the replacement and what, you know, figure? I think pretty much you know what direction probably Obama goes in. But after already having picked a woman, I don't know that it's necessarily going to be a woman again. Janet Napolitano's name came up and I knew that was a possibility, and boy, I think that would be a huge mistake. Look at Homeland Security. I'm going to say no to that one. A couple of other nominees. I mentioned one, Elizabeth Warren. The name's just floating. Also, Diane Wood. Elena Kagan is another name that comes up, too. And looking at the candidates and judging them on the basis of every case, the facts of the law, and what is there, then you go to the ideological position, you know, which is more important, the ideological position or how they ruled in certain cases. And you know what, for my money, I think you got to really look at both of them. You got to look at how they apply the law. And you have to look at some of those, really focus on some of those past cases, and that would give a definite insight if they were a judge. All right, so we move from lots of conversation that's going to start about this future Supreme Court justice who will take his place to very early morning in Dallas and an explosion of massive proportions. The Dallas Cowboys go down. It was their home since 1971. The Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and here's what it sounded like. All right, here's what's interesting. More than 20,000 people, I mean, they are diehards in Dallas for the Cowboys, came out to watch the stadium be imploded. A ton of dynamite that you just heard there lit up the longtime home of the Cowboys and brought it to its knees. You know, the building was known for the giant hole in the roof, and they say that God was watching his team, and that's why the hole in the roof. And now the new facility is nothing like the old one, let me tell you. It is a palace when you go into the new Cowboys Stadium. But they played 38 seasons there. They won 5 Super Bowls. It's a huge local landmark. It's on any, whenever something like that comes down, they play it all over the news, all over the country, and the world famous Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, guys. That was the deal. That's all that history. And 1971, poof, gone in an instant, just like that. It is done. Matt, probably Minnesota fans can remember some bad times at Cowboys Stadium over the years.
Definitely, but I do remember one good memory was 98 season on Thanksgiving down there. We whipped up on the Cowboys.
That was big.
Yeah, that was the Randy Moss rookie year, so that was pretty huge.
Uh-huh.
That's my fondest memory, I guess.
I think my worst memory is going to that one Monday night game. It was 2 years ago. And it was the Eagles, which I'm an Eagles fan, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. And it was a high-scoring game. They kept going back and forth. And naturally, at the tail end of the game, the Eagles lost to the Cowboys. And it was an exciting atmosphere, and it was early in the season. But unfortunately, my team was on the wrong end of it. So, and there was a lot of hoopla about this. A lot, like I said, all over the country, people carried it. And Chris Berman was the master of ceremonies. So it was a big deal. It wasn't like, okay, we're gonna just get rid of the stadium. No, all these people were there on hand to watch it go down, and a lot of Cowboy players were there taking a last look at it too.
I don't know. I get the maybe wanting to see the video of it and things like that, but I don't know if it's something that I'd be trying to attend.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. I don't know. I'm not going to get up early to go attend a demolition.
No. That's the same with me. As you can see, obviously, I did not attend the demolition, but there were a lot of people that were there, and it included, you know, some pretty famous Cowboys. Now, maybe they got some pay. I don't know. Hey, you know, wings for at least a year if you show up to this event. It's going to be exciting to watch the stadium go down. Yeah, no thank you. I have to agree with Matt. All right, now, without further ado, it's time to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. First, we start with Brad, who's listening to us in Austin, Texas. Kate, who was that joker that was talking about 666? I am so sick of these people who want to trash Obama coming up with nonsense like the whole birthers movement. For goodness sakes, Obama is tripping all over himself. I like the way that you said he's ineffective. That's it. End of story. Can we say he's ineffective? Can we talk about the policies instead of going off into never, never land? People, wake up. Ooh. Yeah, that's what was my point. I mean, my point is just focus on what's going on, and you got enough ammunition there to watch the administration implode. How about that? Just like Cowboy Stadium. Here's one from Graham Bill. Hi, Kate. Enjoying the show. When are you going to have another nail the score? I always got a big chuckle out of it. I don't know why. It was fun to listen to what some of the people had to say when they called in. How about that Edna in Kansas, always with the same score? Bring it back. Bring it back. Well, we do have a big giveaway coming up, and perhaps there's going to be some kind of contest. I don't think it's going to be nailed the score, though, so you'll have to listen for that. Here's one from Anne. Hello, America Tonight. I've been listening for the past 6 months, and I have to say, I enjoy some of the new additions to the show. And I do applaud you, Kate, even if I don't always agree with you, for the fact that you tell people to call in no matter what the score is with them. So often I listen to talk radio and it's one-sided. All you hear is the same thing over and over again, whether it's full-on right or full-on left. I appreciate somebody who says, let everybody call in. Thanks. I'll keep listening. All right, thank you for that. You can also send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Ain't love a kick in the
kick in the head. Tiger Woods was a factor when it came to the ratings at the Masters. I promised you, well, everybody knew. I mean, it's obvious that something was afoot. And now that he was back just for at least the Masters, because he hasn't said when he's coming back to any other tournaments, the Nielsen company is saying 4.94 million people watched ESPN's opening round coverage on Thursday. Check this out. That's 47% more than last year's first round. And it was curiosity. They wanted to see how he was, how he acted, how he played golf since 19 women came out and told details about Tiger Woods, from everything from size mattering to things that he sexted to them. It was crazy how long and how many women came forward and talked about different things that had happened. But trust me, ESPN couldn't be happier. The fact that they got that big of a number is huge. And CBS is hoping that they're going to get almost 15 million, which would be the biggest audience for Masters coverage since the start of keeping records for it in 1977. So Tina Fey was on Saturday Night Live, and she did do a parody, a skit, not really a parody, a skit on Tiger Woods. She was kind of acting like she was Bombshell McGee, the woman who had the affair with Jesse James, but she was a correspondent at the Masters, and there was a Jim Nance, and then there was a Nick Faldo, and the whole thing centered around Tiger. She also did what I thought was brilliant, Tina Fey, and that was her imitation of Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin had a big announcement about her own network, and here's how that sounded.
This year, a new network will be unveiled by the woman who changed the face of television, because the time has come for the Sarah Palin Network.
You know, ever since I won the silver medal in last year's vice presidential election, I've made it my goal to connect with as many people of this great nation as possible. Regular folks, from the hockey moms to the protesters dressed like Paul Revere who are so overweight they picket from folding chairs. You know, with my work as a contributor on Fox News and my new TLC reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, it just seemed like the next logical step was to launch my own network. You'll find we aim for the heartland with Sarah Palin Network original movies like My Daughter Only Sprained Her Ankle, You Can't Seriously Be Considering Euthanizing Her.
Trust my little angel.
I have some bad news. The Obamacare death panel just issued a ruling. I'm afraid the cost of setting your daughter's ankle is considered prohibitive. We're going to have to put her down.
No! Oh, that one's got a hidden message. But not all our programming is fear-based. If you like fun, you're just going to love our afternoon block of game shows. At 2 p.m., it's Tea Party Wheel of Fortune. And at 2:30, catch me in Are You Smarter Than a Half-Term Governor? I think you'll be surprised by the answer. I know I was. And at 4, don't miss Elites, the show that takes C-SPAN footage of a bunch of smarty pants professors talking about who knows what and redubs it with the teacher's voice from Charlie Brown. Do you hate gotcha journalism? Well, get ready for Hey Journalist, I Gotcha, where I re-edit my interviews with journalists to make them look like they were the ones that were woefully unprepared. So, Katie, what newspapers do you read? It's an easy question, Katie. Well, better luck next time. Gotcha. It's no surprise that sex-crazed Hollywood has a show called Californication. But for those of you with different values, I suggest you tune in for Alaskanin, the show about a single woman who doesn't believe in having sex before marriage, who is struggling to raise her three young children. And what do you get when a renegade snowmobile cop from Anchorage gets transferred to New York City? Todd.
Man, Obama's the president. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
And hey, animal lovers, if you like felines and hate bankers, you're not going to want to miss Fat Cat. And if you're for arts programming, there's Painting for Patriots with Ned Redstone.
And if you want to make your cloud a socialist cloud, all you have to do is give him a little Hitler mustache.
And there's so much more. Man in a helicopter with a sniper rifle versus wild. So you think you can make me fill out the census? Dateline to catch a Levi Johnson. That's so Palin.
Ah, you gotta love that. That's vintage, I think. I think that is vintage Tina Fey, and pretty funny. She's obviously making a play a little bit on the whole Oprah having her own network and Sarah Palin and her causes, etc. And it was pretty clever. Matt, you saw that, and we played it here on radio, and I think it worked well with radio for the most part. Pretty well done, right?
Yeah, I was going to kick it out of her doing Palin because she gets the folksy speak
accent
down so well.
Yeah. It's crazy because that would be I think that would be the hard part probably there of that imitation. But like I said before, I think one of the funniest moments, well, two of them. One was when she had, when they had John McCain and Cindy McCain on the show, and then they also had Sarah Palin, and that was pretty funny when they sort of passed each other. And there were some other funny moments with Palin, and they really play off the whole husband Todd thing, but you heard there he would have his own shows. So you gotta love that. Like I said, I can't remember a female comedian. With men, I can think of a couple that are great at imitations, but not so much with the women. And I could be wrong. There's probably some out there, I just don't know who they are, but she does a good job. She just has nailed her no doubt about that. Coming up this week on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit more about the nuclear summit and really what does it all matter in the end, and would you lay down all the nukes if you had agreements from every single nation that is armed with nukes now. Also, we're going to talk more and continue to talk about what we did last week, what's going on in the religious world, like with a Scientologist. We had a great interview last week with Nancy Manny, who was talking about her 30 years of doing every job you can imagine in that organization and ultimately watching some of her friends commit suicide and the brainwashing and other things that go on that some people aren't aware of. And as she said, many of the celebrities have no clue about. Despite everything we've talked about on this show, some of it lighter fare, some of it a little more meaty, I guess, is the way to put it, like when we're talking about nukes and who's going to be the next Supreme Court justice, man. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and remember, you can always get on that horse any day you choose to and still reach out and grab that brass ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians, so amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
Oh,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N,
had
nothing.
Finished.